This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zunder. So our beloved KCBX News Director, Randall White, is leaving to be the All Things Considered anchor for Capital Public Radio. And today we have Randall's replacement, Greta Mart, here. She is the new KCBX Director. Welcome, Greta.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So can you tell me about your background in journalism?
Sure. I grew up in a media family. My dad started his career as a news photographer for King TV in Seattle. And then a friend of his invented this thing called a Steadicam. And so my dad bought the world's first commercially available Steadicam in, I believe, 1975 or 76. And so then he started freelancing and we moved to LA. And he subsequently became one of the world's top operators, and it was right when MTV came out. So when I was in, you know, I started working with him when I was like 14 or 15. I would just go, and I'd be a gopher. I'd go get coffee, and I just loved hanging out on the set. He did music videos and commercials and movies. He married my stepmom, and she was a producer for KABC in Los Angeles for 25 years. So she wrote the news. She would come home, and, you know, we'd sit around dinner every night, and we'd talk about the news stories of the day. And anyway, I went off to college in Boston, and then I did a year at Trinity College in Ireland, and I lived in Europe for a little bit. Came back, finished up my undergraduate degree. And then I moved to San Francisco, and I started writing freelance stories for magazines, and I got some things published in an Italian magazine. It wasn't until I was 34 that I got an opportunity to be a reporter on a weekly up in the Seattle area. As soon as I started doing daily print journalism, the clouds parted. It was like, this is what I was supposed to do. Then I got hired on a tri-weekly in Martinez. Actually, I was the only staff reporter there. And so I covered all the beats. I turned around maybe four or more stories, you know, three times a week. It's the oldest continually published newspaper in the West. And so I could go back in the archives and see not the actual physical, but they had taken a microfiche of it, but the headline that Lincoln had been shot in my paper.
You know? Wow.
So I really felt like I was continuing a longstanding tradition, and I felt I really fell in love with the community of Martinez. It's really unique. Joe DiMaggio was born there. Everyone knew my name. I took to wearing a trench coat.
Real journalist.
Exactly. And I'd have my little pad, and I just loved it. I had a great time. But at the same time, I was living on my boat at the Berkeley Marina. So every day when I would come out of my boat and I'd get up in the cockpit, I would look directly at Berkeley's, it's called Sather Tower, big clock tower. Anyway, so I would look at that, and it seemed to me like Shangri-La. Like I really, you know, I'd never thought about going back and getting my master's. And so I applied. I just said, why don't I try to apply, and I'll figure out if I can get some student loans. And it was a wonderful program. It was really intense. It was 2 years. I had to kind of relearn a lot of things. When you get to Berkeley, you all have to do a hyperlocal. You get assigned to one of three. And so I was assigned to the Mission District in San Francisco. So that's what I did for my first 6 months. And then after that, then you could choose which track you were going to go on, whether you're going to do documentary, whether you're going to do TV news, or multimedia. And I took an intro to radio class. That's the first time I had had any contact with radio, broadcast radio. And again, I found that once I started doing it, I'm like, this is what I should be doing. And my professors agreed, and they were really supportive. And so I just took all the radio classes that I could possibly take. And we had some great professors. Kelly McEvers came in.
All Things Considered anchor. And she also, the podcast, NPR podcast, Embedded.
Anyway, and Michael Pollan was my advisor, the famous food writer who's terrific. So I focused my radio stories on kind of food-related issues. I went down to Mexico. I reported on their national soda tax. I got to go to Cuba. I went to Cuba for 10 days and reported on organic farming in Cuba. At the J School, between the 2 years, all of us had to do an internship. And so I only applied to one. It was in Sitka, Alaska, and it was at a radio station called KCAW, a public radio station.
Hey, Alaska's a big state. Can you give us like a vague location where this is?
Sure, sure. So Sitka is in southeast Alaska, and I just loved it. I absolutely loved it. It's a terrific station. And so I was there for the summer of 2014. And then when I graduated, a station in Haines, Alaska, which is also in southeast, but north of Juneau, they said, do you want to come up here and be the news director here? And I said, I'm not quite ready to move lock, stock, and barrel up to Haines, Alaska, but I will come in and fill in for the summer until you can get a permanent person. And so that's what I did. I went up there, and I was their morning edition host and a reporter. So I produced stories with another gal and loved it. It was wonderful. And then when the new person, when the permanent person came, then I got a call from a public radio station out in Unalaska, which is out in the Aleutian Islands, about midway through the Aleutian Islands. And they said, do you want to come out and be our news director? And I said, well, I'm not quite ready to move lock, stock, and barrel to Unalaska, but I will come out and fill in until you get a permanent person. And they said, okay, great, we need you. And so that's what I did. I went out there in September of 2015. And I took over for a gentleman had also done the same thing. He had come for 3 months. His name's John Ryan. He's an investigative reporter at KUOW in Seattle. So we worked together a little bit, and then he taught me the job, and then he left, and I stayed. I was only supposed to be there for 3 months from September through December, but we couldn't find the person to come and replace me. So if I would have left, there would have been no news. And so I stayed, and I ended up staying until through May, so about 9 months out there. Lasted a winter, an Alaskan winter.
What do you like about radio?
I love it for, to harken back to the experience in Alaska, of just that it was, for many people in remote places, that it kind of becomes a member of the family, that it's company, it's community. And I experienced that myself when I was about 30. I was living in South America, and I came home and I decided to rent a house in rural New Mexico. And I didn't get any television or anything. The only station, I got one radio station, and it was the station out of Taos, K-Taos. And it was not public radio, but it was community-owned radio. From the moment I got up in the morning, I'd turn it on, and I would have it on all day. And I'd look forward to, for instance, there was an English woman who did the show on Tuesday nights where she would play an opera for you, and she'd explain it. She'd break it down and explain the story and kind of talk to you about the music. And so I really, that's when I really fell in love with opera as well, because she'd break it down for you, and I really could, in a way that I could understand.
Great. Well, you're going to hear Greta Mart. She's the news director. She's going to be anchoring our news on All Things Considered. Greta, thank you for being here and being wonderful and being my boss.
Thank you, Bree. I'm so glad to be here.
And I'm Bree Zender, KCBX News.